Jones, before we head back to your calls for Fox Sports News, been at a couple of training sessions today. Welcome to you, Drew.
Thanks, Dwayne. Yeah, it feels like footy's back. Sun's out, players are training fully. It's great.
Did you have to peer through a fence or did you get reasonably close with your crew?
The Tigers let us in on the MCG side of the ground, sort of away from everywhere else. You have to be at least 20 metres away from players and all officials who are inside that 25-person bubble. So, got a good chance. Watched about an hour of training at Richmond. They pretty much did one or two contact drills while we were there, and then we were asked to leave. And Jack Rewalt just said on a Zoom presser a short while ago that they did about 25 minutes of match simulation. So they were cracking in pretty hard at one stage. They had the bibs on and in groups of about 10 or 12 in sort of a 5 metre by 5 metre little zone inside cones, and basically were playing keepies off. And it was getting really willing. I mean, we haven't seen players tackling and doing contact work for a long time, so you can understand they were chompy at the bit.
And I know you were going for work, Drew, but you must have been pretty excited just to be able to go and see some actual full-on training, as if almost a little piece of normality was given back.
Yeah, it felt like what, you know, a normal, you know, Monday morning would feel like in the middle of winter, you know, reporting on footy and having a chance to chat to people at the club. And I guess talk about, you know, team selections and how they're shaping up. You know, Bashar Hooley doing laps, you know, he's nursing a calf injury at the moment, but actually being able to have these normal football conversations makes a massive difference. And we went across to Collingwood and they were doing a match sim there and players kicking goals and, you know, doling out high fives. And, yeah, just a bit of normality is amazing, especially, you know, after what we've all been through the last couple of months. Some doing it tougher than others, but, you know, to have footy back and, you know, there were spectators who were peering through the fence at Richmond and probably at least 100 people at Collingwood training. We know that big fence has been put around the Holden Centre, but you can still, you know, get up on the hill and watch the boys have a kick.
Any difference in the enthusiasm level of the players that you notice from what we might have seen this time last year to now, Drew?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, there's an extra edge to everyone at the moment. And I noticed it in that tackling drill in particular. The ball was pinging around and no one was holding back. Shai Bolton laid a crunching tackle on Jack Higgins at one stage, like put him down into the ground. And Caddy actually came over and pulled one of them up who, you know, was wearing the same bib as him and gave him a pat on the back. You know, it's proper, intense contact training. You know, they're probably only going to get 5 or 6 sessions, you would think, of actual contact work before round one. So they have to, you know, hit the ground running, and that they did today.
So before I let you go, Drew Jones from Fox Sports, I know you've got to go and file, and today is day one of contact training be allowed, but it's only inside the white line. So once they walk off the oval, once they walk off the grass, social distancing has to be back in vogue, Drew. So it's a difficult thing for the players to automatically think of because they won't normally think that way.
Yeah, it's amazing the lengths that some clubs are going to. And so I know the Western Bulldogs, when they leave one part of the club, say for a meeting and go into another, they have to shower between going into different rooms. And not every club will do it the same way, but it's going to take a bit of adjustment for the players to get their head around the fact that, you know, they can tackle and lay into each other on the ground, and then they have to go back to, I guess, smaller meetings and 1.5 metres apart and no hugging and high-fiving around the club. It's it's very different but necessary. And, I mean, the clubs would be delighted by the fact at least they're allowed to do something. It's better than nothing.
I can hear the excitement in your voice, Drew. I better let you go and file. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Dwayne.